ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Dr. Kathleen, both have been practicing Krishna consciousness for several years, very intently, chanting Hare Krishna steadily, 16 rounds every day, and following four regular teachings. So they're going to accept what is called Harinam initiation today. And before we start, I'm going to sing some traditional prayers to invoke auspiciousness to the occasion, called Sri Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Gopinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Now, if you don't know the prayers, then you can join in on the chorus, which is Govinda Mari Purusham Namaham Vajami. So please repeat, Om Pavitra Sarva Sarvasta Bhutiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Pundya Adhyantara Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. And now there's sipping water for purification. This is a ritual that's performed all over the world before any kind of religious performance. In Japan, for instance, in front of all their temples, they have little bamboo cups and a wellspring. You can touch water before you enter the Buddhist temples. Om Pavitra Pavitrava Sarvavasta Kopiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Pundya Abhyantara Shri Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. We'll do one more time. Om Apavitra Apavitrova Sarvasta Kopiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Pundya Abhyantara Shri Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. So this is a solemn ceremony, but it's also very joyful. Solemn in the sense that there's a point at which one who's intelligent and spiritually advanced becomes convinced that the human form of life, which gives an opportunity for spiritual advancement, is meant primarily, exclusively, for going back home, back to Godhead. And this process of awakening to one's spiritual fortune comes about, according to the teachings of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, by association with great souls, Mahatmas, those who have come to spiritual realization themselves, and then who go out and they interact with others and they give them the opportunity to also take up the path of spiritual life. From that, one develops faith in the heart. It's called Shraddha. Shradd in Sanskrit means the heart, and dha is an active verb. It means where you place something. Everyone has some impetus in this world to do some kind of work, to work for some kind of cause. And Shraddha for bhakti or devotional service, serving God selflessly, comes about after one contacts pure devotees, or those whose only aim in life is to serve God. So first comes, according to Rupa Goswami, this Shraddha. But before that, sometime or another, one has come in contact with a Vaishnava devotee. Maybe not even in this life, even in the past life, for this awakening of faith in the heart. From that, One who follows that shraddha, that impetus for spiritual life, makes a vow to be steady in practicing spiritual life. It's called bhajana kriya. And this is the meaning of this ceremony today, that we are here to solemnize this vow. Bhakti Mike and Bhakti Kathleen have come to make a clear vow that they will steadily practice the tenets of Krishna consciousness for the rest of their life. Having tasted the results of their practice up to this point and having experienced the results for themselves, now they're convinced that being steady on this path is vital. So bhajana kriya, this is a vow that they'll make today, to chant a set number of rounds, which means a kind of meditation that we do on beads, to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and to avoid certain activities which tend to contaminate the mind and senses in this world, which include things like intoxication, which generally take away our power of discrimination, power of knowing whether we're doing something on our own power, and so forth. And after they take to this process of Krishna consciousness, they'll depend very heavily on the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So part of the vow today is that they will vow to chant at least 16 rounds of japa a day. It takes about 2 hours of meditation. It's not very much out of 24, is it? I mean, everyone has 24 hours in a day, and a lot of people just blow it on stuff they're not even sure what they did with it. So 2 hours of concentration. And what is it exactly? This chanting of the Maha Mantra, we call mantra means mind and char means to deliver. And the mantra contains names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So in the mantra that they're vowing to chant, there are three names, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. Hare means the energy of God, the internal energy, full of compassion. And Krishna means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all attractive. Everything that we're looking for is in Krishna. And Rama means spiritual strength and happiness. So everyone can say, Hare Krishna Rama.
Hare Krishna Rama.
And if you keep saying it, you'll just feel happy and you won't know why. Because there's spiritual potency in it. And then there's a mantra, and a mantra is a divine combination of syllables. Paramaksharakrite means that it's a supreme combination of syllables that, when chanted, puts one directly in contact with the Supreme. So the mantra goes like this. I'll say two words at a time, you can repeat. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Now, the scriptures, the Bhakti scriptures, say much about this Maha Mantra. It's like a seed. Sometimes, if you look at a seed, those of you who are gardeners, seeds sometimes look insignificant, don't they? It's like, what is this little thing? But it can actually turn into a tree, can turn into a beautiful creeper, a plant, and so forth. And the Maha Mantra, although it seems compact, although it seems simple, 16 words, 32 syllables only, within it is the entire spiritual world and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of the Godhead himself. One of the Bhakti scriptures gives this description of the Maha Mantra, or the name of God. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Puna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Inat Vam Nama Namino. So it says the following. That the name of Krishna, Nama Chintamani, is like a philosopher's stone. Philosopher's stone is a stone that's magic. You touch to anything else and it turns to gold. It transforms you into something unimaginably wonderful. So coming in contact with it will change you into, it will transform you into something wonderful. It'll bring out all your potential that you don't even know that you have. It's what everyone's looking for, actually, but you can't buy it anywhere except through Krishna and his distributors. He has exclusive distributors. Okay. Namachintamani, Krishna's Chaitanya. So Chaitanya means the name is fully cognizant and alive. It's not like staring at a wall. Some kinds of meditation stare at a wall to control the mind. But one who chants this mantra will feel the reciprocation from a conscious living entity, but not just any conscious living entity, the supreme conscious living entity, Krishna. And one will feel that the name itself is responsive. Responsive. Purnashuto, Nityamuto, means that the name is perfect. When's the last time you bought anything that you considered completely perfect when you got it home? Do you ever get buyer's remorse like I do? Every time I buy something, I think I shouldn't have bought it. I should take it back. But you won't. Did you find it
perfect for the first hour?
Perfect for the first hour. And then you want to take it back. Editor said sometimes it's perfect and then it wears out. But perfect means perfect always. This name is something so perfect that when one tastes it, when one comes in contact with the name by chanting it, one feels, I can get no greater gain. This is the best thing. I feel complete in myself just from chanting it. Purna Shuto, and it's pure, completely pure. I think Ivory Soap is 99.25% pure. It's very hard to get completely pure in this world. Sometime when I went to Tokyo, I just landed, I was in the Tokyo City, and I wanted to go with the devotees to do the chanting on the street. I had my computer with me. I said, can I leave it in the car, in the van? Is it safe? And they said, 98% safe. It's the 2% that gets you in this world. The 2% impurity, some cheating, something happens. But the name is Shuddha, completely pure. Nothing in it has any hint of an anomaly. Purna Shuddha Nityamukta, and it's eternal. It won't ever disappoint you. It goes on forever and ever. It keeps getting better and better also. And it's liberating, and it's liberated. So you're in contact with the supreme sound vibration that is the supreme personality God. It is called Mukunda. Everyone would say Mukunda. Mukunda means one who liberates. Everyone's looking for that person who can actually handle all of one's affairs, because it's difficult to handle our affairs in this world, isn't it? Or is it just me? Get ever overwhelmed? If someone comes to you and says, I'll handle all your affairs, how do you feel about that? Raise your hand, and then you might think, well, what's the strings attached? Because there's always some strings attached in this world. But Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Sarvadharman paridyaja, mam ekam sharanam vraja, aham tam sarvapapi vimokshayishami masucha. No strings attached. You surrender to me, and I will deliver you from all reactions to sin in this world. Completely. Don't worry. He says, Masuchaha, don't worry. Everyone say, Masuchaha.
Don't worry.
It's nice to have. So when you chant the name, this is part of the process of surrendering to Krishna, giving yourself to Krishna. It's the meaning of this initiation today. These devotees have realized that their highest fortune comes from surrendering to Krishna. There is a little form you can fill out, and there's a little box on it. Next to that it says, I surrender to Krishna, and all you have to do is get a number 2 pencil and you check the box and say, I surrender to Krishna, and Krishna will handle all your affairs. So you can sign up afterwards if you like. They're signing up now. That's the meaning of this initiation. Purna Shuddha Nityamukto Bina Dvam Namanami means there is no difference at all between Krishna and the name Krishna. No difference at all. So one of our great teachers from the past, called an acharya, one who teaches by example, is named Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave us a hint how to meditate on this name. This attention is all important when it comes to meditation. And he said, Nam binat chunahi ko oro, chota bhuvanamaje. There is nothing else to be had anywhere in the 14 worlds. except for the holy name. That helps to fix the mind. Because as soon as you sit down and meditate, the mind will take off to Home Depot, 7-Eleven, or any other forsaken place. And to bring it back, one must have conviction. There's nothing else to be had. Everything is to be had by meditating on the name with attention. So this is important. To take this as the most important event in every day. That I sit down and I give my full attention, my full heart. If you can put your full heart into chanting, then you'll feel the progress immediately. Because from chanting from a position of feeling sincere and at the same time helpless and crying out to the name is the sure way to succeed in the highest kind of meditation that connects one to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And anyone can experience it at any time immediately. And that's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach. And you are the beneficiaries of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was just here a few minutes ago. In geological time, 500 years plus a few, is just a few seconds ago. He was just dancing through this planet. And you're very fortunate because you've come to this conviction that by meditating on the name of God every day, you will get everything that you're looking for. And everything that we're looking for comes in the form of selfless service. It sounds contradictory because in this world, there may be an impetus to try to become the master. But those who have figured out how the world works know that real happiness comes from selfless service. And selfless service to Krishna means that one places one's service in the hands of the person who can fully reciprocate it. So all that is possible from chanting the holy name. There's another part to this meditational process of chanting 16 rounds a day. Besides living a clean life, it's so nice to live a clean life. And it's very difficult in this age because there's so many temptations. But if one can actually achieve it, one becomes heroic. And one knows it. Anyone who leads a completely clean life, no intoxication, no distractions from petty things which come at us from every direction, one can experience behind closed doors that I know how to control my senses. There's nothing more valuable than this in this world. Because the masters of this world are the senses. They tell me what to do, and I just do it, and I feel like a fool. But this process of living a clean life and at the same time chanting Hare Krishna elevates one to a heroic situation in which one knows that I can control my senses. And the other aspect of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily is that one must avoid offenses to the name. In some religious traditions, it's forbidden to say the name of God. And in one way, we agree with this, because one should not whimsically or without care when one takes initiation or take for granted this chanting and do it mindlessly. But rather, one should live a life carefully so that one honors the name of God all the time. So there are several ways in which the scriptures recommend that one clear one's consciousness so that one can do this. And so on one side there's the regular chanting of Hare Krishna, and especially on beads so you can count it. And on the other side there's the deliberate avoidance of certain aparadas or offenses, those things that go against the worshiping process of chanting the names of God. And so those are listed. And one should make a study of them and not simply recite them and then forget about them. So one of them is to criticize devotees who have dedicated their lives to this process of Krishna consciousness. Because devotees are the ones who walk around the world and they distribute it. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Krishna In the Bhagavad Gita says, apichet sutaracharo padite mamananyapak sadureva samantavyasam yamgyasitohisa. That anyone who's deliberately practicing Krishna consciousness, even if they're not doing it very well, should be respected as a saintly person. If they're trying, and their heart's in the right place, even if they're making some big mistakes, sudaracharo, you have to respect them. And this is a wonderful practice, to be careful, don't criticize. Don't say things about devotees. In fact, don't criticize anyone if you can avoid it. Unless you're in a position as a teacher in which you're asked to give critical advice, unless you're somebody approaches you and says, please critique me and tell me when I'm doing wrong, then you're free from the burden of criticizing others, and it is a great burden, and especially if you criticize devotees, and especially never do it in writing, and especially not on the internet. Ever. And never push the button. Because once it goes out, it's impossible to take back. And there's something about the escalation of this particular age in which criticism gets carried through the internet and then stays perpetually. And it's really hard to shake. So don't offend devotees, don't criticize devotees. And another way to be very solidly situated in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is to very carefully follow the orders of the scripture and the spiritual master. Take it as your life and soul. Because it's mentioned in the scripture that this human body, Mridehaṁ ādyaṁ sulabhaṁ sudulabhaṁ plavaṁ sukalpaṁ guru kārṇavaṁ dharanaṁ, that the human body is a boat and we have to cross the great ocean of birth and death. And if you have a good captain and you respect what the captain says, then you can ply across this. You need some wind in the sails, which comes from the scripture, like Bhagavad Gita, hearing Bhagavad Gita. So be very careful to follow the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and the orders of the spiritual master. One should never think that the chanting of Hare Krishna is equal to chanting names of other demigods like Brahma or Lord Shiva. One should also not criticize scripture, because there are scriptures that are meant for other kinds of people who are in various conditions of life, and therefore one should not unnecessarily criticize it, because it's a part of a huge project to help people become elevated. One should never consider the chanting Hare Krishna to be imaginary. One should not give some interpretation on the name of the Lord, just simply chant it and hear it. And one of the offenses listed is to not think that because Krishna has given a dispensation, that by chanting his name one becomes cleared from karma and sin and so forth, that one can go on doing forbidden things and then clean it up by chanting the holy name. One should not try to give intricate instructions about the chanting of Hare Krishna to people who aren't interested or not faithful, because they won't be able to understand it. Give them prasadam and a lot of love. And one shouldn't compare the chanting of Hare Krishna to other kinds of ritualistic activities. It's in a unique category. And finally, number 10, what am I thinking? Is not have complete faith. Yeah, that's a good one. To not have complete faith, have complete faith, to maintain material attachments. Maintenance takes a lot of work. It's like if you have a plant or a pet at home. Anybody have a plant or pet? Yes? Pet kids? It takes maintenance. It's a lot of work. Maintaining plants, pets, kids takes a lot of work. Don't maintain material, or in house, don't maintain material desires. Sometimes we keep them aside because we want to maintain them and think, I might need this later. Just depend on Krishna. So those are some very basic preliminary instructions about the process of chanting Hare Krishna, and the process of initiation means that one is making this vow to make this the center of his or her life for the rest of this life, for the purpose of pleasing Krishna, coming to the perfectional stage of life, which is developing love for Krishna within the heart, and that can be achieved by this process of chanting. So, I've known Bhakta Mike now for several years, and he's been sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness and has come to this level of steadily chanting 16 rounds every day, following the four regular principles, means avoiding any kind of intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, and meat eating. And he's doing nice service to help push on the Krishna consciousness movement. I've also known Bhakti and Kathleen for several years now, and she has very diligently been practicing the process of Krishna consciousness, and with great determination has also come to this position of steadily chanting 16 rounds every day, following four regulative principles. And I'd like to give special recognition to her husband, Larry, who's sitting right over here, who has, let's please give Larry a hand. Whom I like very much. He's an ideal husband who gives full support to his wife's spiritual advancement and has been very instrumental, because it makes it difficult if somebody in one's life is going against one's desire to practice Krishna consciousness. So somebody like Larry, no, not somebody like Larry, Larry is a great hero in my book. And I thank you very much, Larry, for being here today. Also, mention Bhakta Mike's family. I've never met a group, a family group, that's as blissful and happy as they are. And maybe you could just stand up for a minute. Anybody, take one spin around, let them have a look at you. There you go. The image of bliss. There. His family. And this shows also that you don't have to move to the woods to advance in Krishna consciousness. You can live in a house, and you can have a family. You can have lots of kids, even. But in the house, if you chant Hare Krishna, and you practice Krishna consciousness, the whole household will become blissful and happy. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. He went all over South India, and he taught everyone, just stay in your house, stay in your job. You don't have to change anything. But add this one thing, chanting Hare Krishna. And just like if you make yogurt, you take a big pot of milk. That's ahimsa milk. Milk from cows that are protected. And you add a tiny little bit of yogurt culture, and you put the whole pot in a favorable environment. Overnight, the whole pot will turn to yogurt. Does everybody know this?
Yes.
So in a similar way, when you add this chanting of Hare Krishna to your life, then your whole family life, your economic situation, everything will transform by Krishna's mercy. We're depending on that. That's what this initiation is about. And tonight also, because of this celebration and this initiation, we're also outside, the brahmacharis have made a special arrangement to celebrate your initiation tonight. And they've set up tables right out here, or here, I'm not sure which door, right out here. And they've set out the Srimad Bhagavatam, full sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the book that Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, who came here alone 50 years ago yesterday and began this movement. He only brought his books, no money. And the same books that he translated painstakingly and had published and printed before he left are sitting out on that table, the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a full set available, and the devotees are practically giving them away today out of happiness, jubilation. There's some nominal cost, but don't even worry about it. You can But that's in honor of this ceremony tonight to make it all the more auspicious. Yeah, we can say Haribo. That's right, it was worth the wait. I mean, who else gets to wear flowers around their neck? Sometimes when I leave the temple and I go to the airport, I wear one of these. Where'd you get that? It's like, we get them every day. Like, where do you live in the spiritual world? Everyone else wearing a tie, which means like, get in here, you gotta work. Flower garland means no work, all play. Just chant Hare Krishna. That's spiritual life. So now we have a very important part of the initiation ceremony, and that is that the initiates will receive their new spiritual names. So this is very much like the United States has a program called the Witness Protection Program, the FBI has. When somebody's running from the mob, they give them a new name, a new identity, and they move them to a secret place so no one can find them. So we also change our names so that we can become unknown to Maya and all our past bad habits. We're starting over. And the names are significant. For men, the last name, they'll receive a name of Krishna, but at the end, there's the name Das for men and Dasi for women, and that means servant. And that is the highest title, counterintuitively to the way things go nowadays, that's the highest title one can get, is this Das or Dasi. It means, I'm a servant of God. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you just make this one adjustment in your life, Jeev Krishna Das E Vishwas, Kole To Artu Konami, and say, I'm a servant of God, then all your misery will go away. You want to try it?
Yes.
What the heck, right? Okay, everyone say, I'm a servant of God.
I'm a servant of God.
I completely surrender to Krishna.
I completely surrender to Krishna.
Pretty good. Okay, how do you feel? Better, right? Yeah. All right, so that's what they're doing, only they're making a vow in front of everybody here today. All their friends are here. We welcome all their friends, family, everyone. Let's give everyone a hand. So we'll ask each one of the initiates to come up separately and to state their vows, and then I will give them their new spiritual names along with their beads, which are sacred beads made out of tulsi wood, and these are the prayer beads that they'll use for the rest of their life. They'll keep with them. They're very precious. Go ahead and do down below, sir. Do you have a separate mic? Anyone?
Oh, no.
I'll load in unless you have mine. There it is. So, what vows have you come here to make today, Dr. Mike?
I vowed to chant 16 rounds a day, to read at least 16 rounds a day, to read Prabhupada's books every day, to maintain the four regulative principles, which are no meeting, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
And never criticize devotees.
Never criticize devotees, especially
in the army. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desire trees, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. And your name is a name that I like very much myself. I read about it in the, of course you hear it all the time, but read about it especially in the Sri Briha Bhagavatamrita, which there are many verses in which there are many verses describing the auspicity of this particular name. And that bell that went off is, you find that as confirmation. And your name also relates to a place of Krishna's pastimes and also his residence. And also one of the instructions that is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I very joyfully award you the name Mathura Vasa Dasa. Mathura Vasa means living in Mathura. And one of the five most important aspects of devotional service is that one must reside in Mathura. Mathura Vasa Dasa Ki! Now, I'm signing this certificate. Proof of purchase. Actually, we'll take those so they don't get burned or anything. Because the fire, the beads. Certificate too. Just hold it for me. Bhakti and Kathleen. What vows have you come to make before Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, all these devotees, and these sacred fire and your spiritual master?
I've come to take the vows of chanting 16 rounds every day, at least 16 rounds every day. No meat eating, including no eggs and no fish. No intoxications. No gambling and no illicit sex. And to never criticize a devotee, especially on Facebook. And to have great faith.
Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Prama Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. So the potency to advance in spiritual life comes from Krishna, and more particularly comes from Krishna's internal potency, Radharani. And one of the potencies of Krishna is called his compassion potency. So your name has to do with that potency of compassion that Krishna has, that rescues us from this material world, even if, no matter what, what we've done, where we've been, who we are, when we extend ourselves to Krishna, He's so compassionate, and He reaches out, and He saves us. So your name is Karunya Shakti Devi Dasi. Karunya Shakti Devi Dasi Ki! Please, one more round of applause.
vow is a very powerful thing. It's noted that in this world, people almost do a lot of things. But when one actually makes a vow and says, I'm doing this, then heaven and earth move. And all kinds of energies that were previously unavailable to us when we surrender and we say, I'm doing this no matter what, come into play. So it's a very auspicious day for these two initiates who have made these vows. And the world will change because of it, just because of their vows. The community will change, the whole world changes by the strength of these vows. So may Srila Prabhupada, Sri Sri Gaurinitai, Sri Sri Radhagir Dhari, Jagannath Baladev Subhadraji, bless you to strictly follow all these vows and to chant Hare Krishna with full attention for the rest of your life, and to help spread the Sankirtan movement. Thank you very much for your sincere endeavors. And now, we are going to witness an authentic fire sacrifice performed by Dharmasetu Prabhu, who is a Brahmana. He studied the science of Krishna consciousness for over 40 years. In very particular, he's gone deeply into the ritual of performing fire sacrifice, and he'll chant many mantras. He'll be starting lighting a fire over here, so no one will be alarmed. And there'll be offerings into the fire by the initiates, along with his mantras. And Dhamma Sekhar.
Hare Krishna.
Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, hey, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman.